Affects the person's value system. And it decides how much interest the person has in any most decision a person has in life. It's better than his value system. It's a sugya of harocha. I wanted to go right a little bit. And apply it a little bit to the sugya of kavanah Torah that we specifically want to talk about. Just before we get to that, Hashlomo, this is the last sugya we spoke about, the musig of olim harochim. So there's a Rabbi Yonah, a Shalom Gedolah to this sugya, very famous Rabbi Yonah. The sugya, I think most people heard, I don't know how many people know it's Rabbi Yonah. If you want to get to know somebody, if you don't know him well, you want to get to know somebody, everyone knows one of the ways to get to know somebody is you look at what that person's mishabeach. You look, you try to see what this person praises. If they praise in general about a specific person, which milah do they choose to harp on? A person has many milahs, they'll choose to harp on that milah. So the Kamakara Dovers are being in it. Shar Tshuva. Shar Shlishi, Yois Kufman, Ches. This is on a pasuk in Mishlei, but Emma. Matzreif, Lakesev, Vekur, Lazov, Vishlefi, Malala. Yerusha. Matzreif, Lakesev, first the pasuk says, Matzreif, Lakesev, Vekur, Lazov. Exactly what it is in English, I don't know. Some sort of kalim that used to purify Kesef and Zov. Two different kalim. He used to purify, to take out the impurities in Kesef and Zov, to put them through this utensil, and would come out, the Kesef and Zov would come out Mezukak. Vishlefi, Malala, what's the Kesha? Yerusha. Mailo is Adam Lefi Mashiach. The Mailo of Reuven is Lefi or Reuven's Mahal. Imu Meshabeach HaMaisim HaToivim VaChachom VaTzadikim. If Reuven's Meshabeach Maisim Toivim, good Maisim, and then mention, the type of mention is the people that he is Meshabeach HaChachom VaTzadikim. Teida, you should know, Bechanto Ki Ish Toiv Hu V'Shur Shatzedek Nimsabot. You could discern, you could tap onto the fact that Reuven is an ish toif v'shoyrish hatzedek nimzaboy. A shoyrish means a root. It's a root, there's a core, there's a shoyrish in Reuven of a shoyrish hatzedek. Ki lo yimzez liboy rak v'shabeach as hatoiv v'atoiv. The only thing he finds in his heart, you see, that's what he's talking about, that's what he's in v'shabeach. V'shabeach hatoiv v'atoiv v'tomid b'chol dvar. V'idoch v'ganes as haveris v'lhav zez bali. V'idoch, he only puts down constantly haveris, people who are bali haveris. He talks about the fact that they're not a ma'aser ra, and they're not bocher b'toyv. He sticks it, which is things. V'im yitochen ki yish b'yalei avodnes d'stor. It could be he's not the biggest tzaddik. Reuven could be he has his pekel avirs that he does. Avol me'oyev yatzedek. If still you see Reuven is a person who is constantly shabeach al dovarim toivim. That shows the root of Reuven. The root of Reuven. Loi shayrish b'vachir. He's an oyav tzedek. He's a loy shayrish. Who me adas mechav liyashem. And all the way around. Meshabeach ma'isim agunim ha'mahal roshoyim. Doesn't like the suit. L'chari means even if he has good deeds. Even if he has ma'isim tzedek. Hu ra rosha ha'gomor v'amachal ha'savayit v'shem yisrael. Azokta b'nei yugen it nifl dekab shad in the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei is saying there's a parallel between a matzreif lekesef and a kur lezof. You want a melting pot. It's a melting pot. How do you purify a person? Break him down. A person's full of so many things. He says so many dvar metalim, so many good things, so many bad things. Vos is the mensh. You want to get down in the imid on the bottom of a mensh. So what you have to do is you have to look. What is he constantly being praised? What's he praising? Safra mesiach vitumay. The person talks about good. Mesiach vitumay, what's he praising? Then you imid on the atmos of a mensh. So kovol b'siyam p'sham v'sham v'niyam v'sham v'niyam v'sham. Zahim Shechel, we spoke that before. When a person praises something, where does it come from? It comes from his Koyach HaRoch. It comes from his value system. Where does HaRoch come from? Why is Reuven Marach this? And why is Shimon Marach that? Why is Levi Marach that? And Yehuda? And Yisomer? Everyone's Marach something else. Why? The same as that thing. Al-Kharish had the same value. Dr. Volta. Hakara, we spoke about last week. Hakara is a Pula Yunus. A person could work on being Makar, there's Ach in front of him. Harocha comes from the teeth part of the nefesh. Harocha comes. Why are you married there? You could try to sometimes work on changing a harocha system, but the harocha, when somebody comes into the room, the harocha happens automatically. Harocha is nimdad lefi the mahus of your nefesh. How much your nefesh is machshav zan? How much your nefesh? So really, what do we really see? What your nefesh is? Loshna ben yeinu. Teido b'chanto ki ish toiv. You want to be boich in the etzem zach. What is the mahus of the mensh? The mahus of the mensh is where his harach lies. This is a shalom of what we saw last week. The value system is betzem. It's touching. You know, it's a give and take. You feed off of each other. The what your mechabed and where your nefesh is holding. Where are you mushush? Where are you mushush? Where are you enrooted in? A person again is enrooted in gelt. A person is enrooted in covered with. So that's where it's going to come out. You'll see, it's going to come out. A person who was a neat, everything has to be in the sudder. So he's always going to talk about how that person is the sudder. You want to be oymed on who the mensh is. That's what we're going to say in Matzah because of Gulazov. You see his Gulazov. So let's try to tackle Govaiter a little bit to start the different protein, the sugi of Kabbalah Torah. We spoke about it 2 weeks ago, we spoke about that. It's interesting. That Kabbalah Torah is one of the things that's extremely ingrained in Yiddishkeit. Chinuch for Kabbalah Torah is one of the strongest things. We spoke about them, it's very easy to be mechanic at a very young age. But Bad Babad comes together with that, like many sugi, is a tremendous amount of Mulamada. Tremendous amount of Mulamada in Kabbalah Torah. Standing up for a Sefer Torah, standing up for Davidei Chachomim, giving a makom for a Talmud Chacham when he comes in. It's mamish ingrained to mamish little kids, and it's extremely etched into the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. But there's a lot of lamada, and we want to try to at least breathe some life into it. So we're just biting a little bit into ourselves, we'll see our approach to the sugi of Kabbalah Torah. Take a pool of time yourself. Tam Chacham comes in, you stand up for it. Kabbalah Torah, the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah, you stand up for the Sefer Torah. Stand up for the Sefer Torah. If you look at it, you'll see the way we're moving the Siyach is to it, like, it's an obligation. It's a chiv. Some people may find it's like an Israel, they're a heretz, Menschel Chai. Some people say tzitkus. But you want to try to understand the way we're trying to build over here. Fida Kenu comes out that it's much, much deeper. Of course, there's chiyun, there is. It's a chiyun. It's a chiyun. The moir is covered for Tamid HaChachamim. And the third moir learns in Shemach is Kol Shkein Fetur. Kol Shkein for the Sefer Torah, it's a chiyun. The etzem, the shur is a sugi and avoid the avoidative aspect is much, much deeper than that. Let's try to bring it out. We spoke about already. That in the physical world, you look around, you see things. The oilam anir leinai, physical oilam, you see exactly, you see what it is. We spoke about that. There's music in the world. It's not so, you don't have to be so high to understand this. Maybe how much you're living on this plane is telling you how high you are. But there's a spiritual world. There's a spiritual world. Everything has a spiritual. Everything in the world has a spiritual direction. Al zeh al mashal, al zeh amul chazal. It's yosei shel tzaddik min ha'ir oisa roshan. It's one of the places you see mamash al-mashal chazal. Oisa roshan. A tzaddik leaves the city, it makes a roshan, it makes an impression. Where does it make an impression? Well, he left, now there's another 250 pounds of airspace, that's whatever, I don't even know how you mark the airspace. There's that amount of space, that's the roshan we're talking about now, chazal say. Shel tzaddik v'ir, hu hoida, hu ziva, hu hadar. What is hoid, what is ziv, what is hadar? It's something physical. Who hoida who zivu adar? Yotza min ha'ir, yotza ziva, yotza hoida, yotza adar. We're talking about something. Maybe call in English a personage. There's the person and what he represents, what he affected in the city. The tzaddik, he made a roshan. He made a spiritual roshan. That makes a roshan, and you feel that. That spiritual dimension of the zach is what we spoke about many times. That is the cover of the zach. That's a covered COVID, COVID, Lashon Kodesh, how much weight it takes. Well, there, Yisrael, we say every day in Tvila. Kodesh Baruch, we say, Malay Kolaritz Kvayin. Like, you understood that, but he knows Malay Kolaritz. Doesn't the whole world, from him, the ganze, Mitzvah is a loyal. Kvayin, the covered of Hashem, that Musik of Hashem, it's Malay Kolaritz Kvayin. When a person is Mitzvahes to that Mitzvah, when a person is Mitzvahes to that Mitzvah, me recognizing that Mitzvah, that spiritual Mitzvah, that is mitzad mi, I was mechabi mitzach. That's a pirush pasha, pirush amilim. Dictionary types of covet, that's what covet is. Covet is my recognition. How much place does that take by me? Did I make a roshan by me? Did that spiritual dimension, did it make a roshan by me? When it makes a roshan by me, when it has chashivas by me, when it's recognized by me, validated by me, legitimized by me. So that is covered. The way the physical bitui expression chitzoni is, I stand up. That's the chitzoni is the kapula. We do pulas that show that we give it covered. But the sugi of covered is me making mokum, me being makir, the covered of the zach lamash. When a person, big person, very large this way, large that way, walks into the room, he walks into your deer, so you gotta move to the side. So why do you move to the side? You have to move to the side. When the guy is coming to the table, running to get the schnitzel, you move out of the way. You're scared for your life. You want to get moved out of the way physically. You got to make room for him. He's physically, he takes up space. He has big proportions, he takes up space. So in their spiritual world, there are things that take up space. Something who's a Baal Kavod takes a lot of space. We spoke about it in the beginning of the Lama, in the beginning of this man. About yourself also, you have to know how much space you take. A person who's covered, he's saying he doesn't really take up too much space. It's all huff and puff. But a person who is a Mechabed, a person who has Torah and Mitzvahs and nice and good, he's a person who takes up a tremendous amount of space. When that person, with tremendous amount of space in the spiritual world, in the spiritual dimension, is personage, and who he is, and what he's done, when he comes and he enters the room, yeah, he takes a place. When does he take a place? Only when you shtel tzu to what he's representing. If you shtel tzu to what he's representing, to the zach, to the nekuda, to that spiritual dimension, then he takes some space. If he doesn't, he doesn't take space. You can get one halacha, one kedushin, amazing base talks about chiyuv kima, chiyuv hidur, chiyuv to stand for a talmud chacham. And halacha is that regular talmud chacham, you don't have to know the dharma of a talmud chacham, but the regular talmud chacham, when he walks into the dal lamas, you stand up for a talmud chacham. The halacha is, you ready, mobile, you stand up for him, kim lein, you see him even, you see him across the base matters all the way along, you stand up for him. What's Murach mean? What's Pshat? What's going on here? Pshat is like this. The Talmud Chacham, the Hashva, or how much, again, his spiritual, how much is covered, how much is Torah, means to you. How much Mokon does it take up for you is not the same thing as your Rebbe Mubak. Your Rebbe Mubak had a tremendous amount of Hashva. His Torah, the spiritual dimension of his Torah, Vanemta Grace Mokon by me, it takes up a big Mokon by me, has a big Mokon by me. So by you, I have to make space for it. I have to move away from it much farther. Actually, he bumps into me much farther. When the Talmud Chacham comes into me, his Torah bumps, knocks into me, then I have to make room for it. The way I show it on the outside is, I stand up. Our Rebbe Mubak, he takes space much, much, much farther. So this is what we're reading. There's a whole oimik of the sugya of Kavod. Kavod, in Avodah, we have to start from here. Kavod, the outside, the end of the sugya of Kavod is the standing up. That's what we're going to do on the outside. The Kavod has to start off again with my nefesh, my lev, and my das. Let's mark what's going on there. Let's mark it. Let's see. That feels the mokum, that taps onto the recognize. That pula we spoke about in the minyan, the matzav ket, the nefesh of the person, he could be marich, and he could appreciate that there's something big, there's something dear. A person who has no shaykhus, not absolutely no shaykhus. Unbelievable. Like the topic that I was spoke about last time, erech could be. It's not an objective and subjective thing. You could come into the room and there's no end. There's no end to the glory. It's just like Sabbath, it's always, and I want to speak about this a lot, but you find sometimes the bigger the Talmud Chacham is, the more he'll be, the more he'll have covered the Torah. Which is Marshall, I don't know if anyone ever witnessed this, but the Rosher, really, you should have done. You talk about B'chaim Kanievsky, he's Pachem Moses. Pachem, I don't think about it since today. He's like, Mamish Chaim says something, it's like, what's Pshat? He's upset. Moshe is a big tzaddik, it's tzidkos. What's Pshat? This is a sugud. Pshat is, it's not a sugud. It's tzidkos. Chaim said something, some afraid. Moshe knows what Torah is. Moshe knows the Torah is a lot more than we know what Torah is. He recognizes the Torah. The him that Moshe takes up a million times more mocking, takes up by us. If it took up that much mocking, but we saw a million pound guy came over to me, it would also scare me, right? And physically it would scare me. Somebody, there's a bleak vul sugi of how much you can steig in the sugi of Kavod HaTorah. How much does it take up for you? How much eros does it have for you? So with this, I don't know if we can understand a little bit. There's a famous Chai Odom. So he's saying, Allah in the sugi of Kibar Vein, you have to apply to any sugi you're dealing with. Chai Odom says, actually according to Haredim, it says in the sugi of Kibar Vein, you find in Chazal different Gedar, clear Gedar, Achilah, Mashkeu, Avishar, find clear Gedar. He says La Locha, he's saying La Locha, he's not saying it only in Musar, he says La Locha. The Chibar of Kibar Vein is not only Pulis, he's saying it's not only Pulis, physical Pulis. The Iker Kovet Zot Chayodom is the Machshavu Belev. Very famous for Chayodom, the Chayim Shalavis brings the Shuzen. He says sheyedama be'einav sheheim nichbodei ha'am gvelos. Kibar Vein mechayev a person to imagine that his mother and his father are G'dayli Haaretz. G'dayli Haaretz, G'dayli Haaretz. It's not enough that you go and you feed them, you think, oh, he's not used for it. He's not worth anything. You have to be machshit and bad, and you have to hold it G'dayli Haaretz. Sometimes, Shalom said, Psha, what does it mean G'dayli Haaretz? It means that you have to try to find one Nakuda that you have to tackle to find their unique Nakuda. And that Nakuda you tackle hold. There's no one like that. There's no one like that. One Psha doesn't mean you have to hold it, totally. You have to find one thing that there's a Nakuda that Mechaber of Ein, Hukkers, Kroidim, Kroidim, Mokim, they have to be the Mailah, the Mailah, the Mailah. But what's Chayim saying? What's he saying? Musar? No, Shadis, you understand what you're talking about. The Sugi of covering starts, that the pool is outside, you go, you feed him, and you go, and you don't, you're not Sayyid Sidvarav, you don't snap back at him, that's pool is Chitzainis. Where does it start from? Where does it start from? If a person, if by you, your father and your mother take a place by you, they have Hashivas by you, they have Hashivas. Real Hashivas, take a welcome. What they did for me and what they are, who they are. Their personage, who they are, the men, Shtani Shaboy. They take some welcome, then I'm Kimachabin and Koroy. That's the Shurish of the Sugi of covered. The Shurish of the Sugi of covered. So let me now interpret this, the Kavanah Torah. This is going to be the Shurish of the Sugi of covered. The Kavanah Torah, on any Sugi of covered you want to work on, you want to be Machabin something, you have to start with the Lev and the Das. The Lev and the Das has to start understanding the true parameters, the true proportions, of the true value of the Sugi deal. You see, when he says Behem Shach, obviously it's gonna the man, his father, a certain man with his boyness and the true Erech of Torah. Mitzad Shemi. Very, very chashav. You can't make this mistake. You can't go to the extreme. You can't say. But okay, covered, everything is totally in Das and Lev. Say it. So my father also, I'm just gonna say, I really hold you the biggest gobble gobble, but I could, you know, I'm gonna go sit in your seat, or I'm just gonna slap you in the face. A lot of it doesn't work on me. Kavod, mitzad echad, the shirish of the sugya is, the shirish of the sugya is a person's mind and his life. Mitzad sheni, a vada of big kriveh and a big mashpi in the sugya kavod is the pulos chitzanis that a person does. Very, very negiel lachlamais. Very negiel lachlamais. It means, if a person does certain physical acts, that on the, in the physical sense, to let's say a third grader who doesn't understand all the longness we're talking about, he holds that's a pool, it's called a pool of zilzul, a pool of bizayin, that is going to be mashpia on you. Even if you think in your das, in your lev, you have all the erich, all the right value for the sugi you're dealing with, if you do a pool of chitzoinis that shows, that vises bizayin in the sugi you're talking about, that is going to be mashpia on you, and that's going to ruin your erich also. All right, so you saw last week, that's right. So again, brachas on the Gimel days. Ma'is with Dovra Melech. Dovra Melech went and cut the clothing of Rav Shalom. He went and cut the clothing of Rav Shalom. The Gemara says he was Mevazes, he was Mevazes for God. Baron over there points out, he says, halachically he was let kill Shalom. Shalom had a dinner of a roidif. Halachically he was let kill Shalom. Kol Shekin, comment on the Gemara, Gemara says, Achata kafei b'gufa, kafei b'moyna, Avada he had, halachically Avada could do what he was allowed to do. Yeah, that, it wasn't an issue for him to cut the bag. From the soif, called soif fart, he did a pula. For whatever reason, he shouldn't have done that. Can you I'll be cheshna, I'll be musr, I'll be avoid, he shouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, he did a pula chitzoinis, a bissel zilzum a beged, etvas that caused a rida in the erich of begadim by the other mouth. So too by us. So too by us. Very important. We could say we hold a sugya very chashiv, and sometimes we could work on a sugya and we gain a certain level, we raise our value for the sugya. But when we, in our anhaga, we act in a pool of chitzonis and oifen of zilzul, so it ends up affecting and bringing down the erech lezach. First, one of the basic pool of chitzonis that express how much cover a person has to something is how much time a person makes. How much time am I coming on time? Let's take one of my favorite topics I like to talk about. Come in the time for that. You sit down to anybody and you say, Tefillah Chashav Zach, say it. Probably heard a lot of schmoozing about it. For all kinds of Mora Chazal, it's the most Chashav Zach in the world. But doing Kvitishkach, I always say the numbers are startling. I don't know if it's words by Bochum, I mean, a lot short. It's hard for me to say the different sugyas. It's the Mora, the amount of people who Keseder, knowingly, I'm not talking about they had a mikra, but this thing might have more emergencies. Not because they had an emergency one time, they have to come late, but they come bidas ubekavona kuseda late to that. Kuseda late to that. L'chathilo, jump on the train. They come in, they dip themselves into the beginning of tefillah a little bit late, and they leave a little early. So what are you doing? What are you doing? So you could say, okay, I bet it's a node that feels flush for me. I have all kinds of cheshbonis, it's hard for me to daven a long time. In the outside world, to an objective person standing on the sidelines, he sees you, that's a pool, that's embarrassing. You know, if you meet somebody and you come 10 minutes late, it's a mess. You meet any chashuva person, you know, anybody. You meet the Rashiva, you instead of a time you come 10 minutes late, you'll feel like the biggest noisework. That's a pool of bizarre. You do that once, twice, 30 times, sometimes you do that 365 times in a year. You slowly lose your total chashuva. It's not possible for you to hold the erech that you started, you have, and you're dasing and leave. If you trample on tefillah now, and the same thing is true with Torah and Shiurim, so is that true? Try it, you'll see. You really want to not get into a shir? Come late to the shir. Big level kinds of pshatim, this and that. Come keseda 10 minutes late to your every shir. And you're going to start to see, slowly, you're going to start losing. You don't realize why you weren't so into it. That's why that starts affecting you. You start doing something, same thing with Seder. All kinds of people, all cheshbonis. A person who comes late, and again, I don't want to, this is like different other sugyas, it's 1,000 times better to come on time, take breaks in the middle of Seder. One of the reasons why, because it's true, it's much better to come on time for Seder and take breaks during Seder than to come late for Seder. A person who comes late to Seder, and he walks in at a time, you get all the cheshbonis again, but he walks in at a time with 10:15, where a normal person comes there before 10:15, I'm sorry. You can't keep on coming 10:15 and hold the same erech you have for that, for Seder. It's not possible. It's not possible. This is true for everything in life. And the final turn. So we have our shlemus, we have to have a balance, and we have to. Mitzat echad, there's no question. It's one that's going to decide your aliyah and your ridah, the ikr, in the sugya of Kavod HaTorah has a lot to do with, maybe your ikr to do with your hezbonus, your lev and your machshav. How much you realize the chashivas of Torah. Mitzat sheni, we can't ignore the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu made us with a guf. We made it with the Nefesh Bahamas, and that's poil on us. Achrei, apu'ulis nimshach malavavos. It's poil on us. We can't ignore that. We can't ignore that the certain ma'isim chitzoni that we do are going to be poil on our chashivas. So we have to be tefes zeh v'zeh. On a few rois. Chilek of the sugya is negated directly to what we're talking about tonight. In the sugya of Harocha, in the sugya of how much Torah takes up Mokam Ayyub, we saw it's not a matter of Chiyuvim, it's a matter of how much Mokam Torah takes up Ayyub. And we saw last week that there's a Musa, what's called a Sulam, a ladder, a set of values, and it's totally proportional. A person has the Erech Elyon, his highest value, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. It's totally proportional. Drain the gap. I heard once, Shimshon Pinkus, if I don't know. Said in his nusach, I think it's the getas. He was talking about it, so he bit the dirt. I think it's the getas. He said in Kelm that they were mechanic that there's two ideas of bittul Torah, two dinim bittul Torah. There's a regular bittul Torah, which everyone is used to. That you don't spend time, you waste your time. You don't spend time properly. That's the regular bittul Torah. You're not using it's a heder, not using an absence of using the time the proper way. The time goes to waste. You don't use the time properly. It's terrible. That's what you're saying. He said, there's a second din, little Torah, which is Nagea, which is the Chiddush. Even in times where Be'etzen, you're allowed to not be engaging in learning. Times where Be'cheshbon, you need it, you need the break, you need B'chulah, you made a Cheshbon, you need it. It's not time, Be'etzen, that should be set aside for learning. You do it with the Goyen says, Mi Yetzicha, Be'apusicha, says the Nagea, Mi Yetzicha, Be'sicha, you're supposed to have, there's times that you're allowed. Oh, but even in those times, the Muslim could do Bittul Torah. How can you do Bittul Torah? How can you learn Torah then? Well, how can you put Torah? There it is. The Muslim, they call what he called Bittul Torah Yadayim. Bittul Torah Yadayim, what's that? He talked about an extreme case. I didn't say the example he gave, but the idea is you can apply to an example. Is if during that time that you want to take a break, but you get into, let's call it a basketball game, and you get into a basketball game, Ad Kidei Kach, that there's such chashivas to you, that it's a gate there in the Lebanon. All of a sudden, if a guy chas v'shalom touches you, you scream at him with chesed v'os. That shows that it has a major value by you. Sometimes you might give it, you might make it an ikar almost like a terror, but not more than a terror. If you do that, that's a bit of term yet. A person who goes to a concert and he goes and he sees this guy and gets all infatuated with the guy, he's going crazy, he's meshuggah over his songs. Yeah,
He was just mevatel to Rabbi Yehuda. What's going on after? When he was mevatel to Rabbi Yehuda, that's what he was saying. He was madness, Pashup Shalom. That's what he was saying. When you talk about a value system, there's no such thing as staying parv. There's no such thing as staying parv. The second something in your life, some subject starts to get value, the value starts going up, mela, all other things start going down. It could be that you machshav Torah very much, but a lot of other things are chashuv in your life. And you start making them ikar, and not just a chetimse, to help you out in your ultimate goal, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be loyvei Torah, and to be yodei shmecha. Yeah? You're not just using it as a chetimse, you start, it starts becoming etachas minas, clothes. Give me so many examples. A person starts getting into too much other things. A person starts getting into too much other things. In other words, in the sugya of ikar v'tafa, when you start making other things ikar, we're mad at other things become tough. I think it's just two mice and to bring out this, one of the famous mice. I don't know. It's several mice. There was a Balbas, Revere. He was named called Mr. Dempse. I mean, years a little ago, but his guest, the son was where the blachs, where Shiva and Mashkiach tells. It was Abba Blach, Isaac Blach, and Zalman Blach. The same I said it, but before he had his Aden, there was one time where all the Shivas used to stay by his house, or Rukhana stayed by his house in Europe. And it was once very snowy, and he came. It's very famous Maisa. Rukhana wanted to go, he wanted to go to the back door. Go to the front door, it's all in the room, you're gonna get money, all that. He said he was martyred, he said, no, I want you to come. I have to come to the front door. He says, I want my children to learn the terrors and mochashes and my carpets and all my fancy things that I have. I want them to learn. So he says, I'm not gonna get to the mice. And the mice is what we're talking about. If you would have left the tariff, he obviously was a person who was machshav Torah before. But the pshat was, there were other things. Who says those other things aren't just chashuv? Who says? He went via daim, he wanted to go on dafka. They went the other way over here. He was made the other things in the tafel. Via daim, he vised in his house, what is premier, what's ikar, what's tafel. We saw the Rambam a few weeks ago that when the Bas Tamal Chacham, someone knows Kisra Shel Torah. That's what he made known as, even though he's a Baal Avos. He made in his house known Kisra Shel Torah. That's what his daughter was like to the husband of Tamid Avon. Kisra Shel Torah. Torah is a supreme value. And the sugya is Yachas Goyim. It's a proportional sugya. A fear is at one. I don't want to get back. This is very. It's a sugya hits under the belt a little bit. It's a long sugya, but. What was it? It's 2 summers ago, right? That Rabbi Yoshev, the Chanan Rachel, was Nifta. So I remember. So on that day, my daughter was in camp, from day camp. Very, very sad type of day camp compared to any American type of day camp. Very, very posh, very simple. But so far, the day camp, they all won't do it. And it was the last day of day camp, they had a longer day. Especially by the 8th graders, it's all a big thing. She was telling me, my daughter, by the 8th graders, the last time they didn't see each other before they were in high school. So it's I came out of the day for the day. So what happened? So someone else told me there was another American camp, haven't been there to Salt, I heard. So Chaz, they knew it would be too difficult for the campers to know that Rabbi Yoshua was Nifter. There was a time, long time before between when he was Nifter, until he actually made the Levi. They knew it would be too difficult for him, so I don't think they were far away and didn't tell him about it because they wouldn't be able to get back in time. They didn't tell him about it, my aunt. The camp went on just as it's supposed to. A lot of reasons, it could be, I'm not even arguing with the decision, it could be, sorry, my daughter's camp, and Israeli, as it gets, the second of Joshua was the third, they called everyone into the main building, they started saying to him, no one said people, no one said people. It wasn't one camp that said people, it was understood, portion of a portion. It wasn't what to talk about, everyone, no one complained, nothing. The most fun, the climax of the day, the last day in camp, I guess, the end of color war, we couldn't end the color war. Push it. This is a sugi, I'm going to deal with it. The sugi is a sugi bigger than tough on life. The sugi, very deep sugi, the sugi by kids. What's tefis? Ikar, what's tefis? You can't do that. Kids can't do that if they don't see the value of their in their life. They can't do that. It's not China. It's not shaykh. And it could very well be that for the American camp, I'm not putting definiteness on the Americans, it was a certain type of American camp, I believe. It was a certain type of American camp, and we'll get into it. But that camp, they weren't holding in a level, could be was talking about but look at where we're holding in the city, it's still could be even tough, which goes like this, and goes like that. Look at where we're holding. Okay, it's not the worst thing in the world, it's not, they didn't do an aver b'chol. It's pasha, they weren't holding b'chol on this level to move out, to their fun for something like that. Make it easy. This is touching this last sugi we say, all the noise for sikum. This last sugi is opening up a sugi that if you understand that the sugi of Kavod HaTorah starts off with the erich that something has by me, something has by my living, by my nefesh, the sugi b'chrech is a sugi of a portion of sugi. It now opens up a new window that it could be when I have other things in my life. I can't have Torah and a lot of other things. It's not going to work. I can have other things, but other things they have to be. Biyachas always, they have to be second rate. They have to be on the way. They help me out. Their vehicle, tell me out the Torah. How come I start being machshavim too much? Automatically, the Torah.